KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies, 25 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny to sunny today, the high around 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is giving four Iowa cities nearly $13 million in all in grants to deal with potentially dangerous lead-based paint and other health and safety hazards. The city of Dubuque won $3.6 million. Sioux City won a total of $4.2 million. Marshalltown, nearly $3.5 million. And Council Bluffs, $2.3 million. Dubuque Housing and Community Development Director Alexis Steger says the bulk of their grant goes to handling lead paint.
This continues our program that we have going now. We will do another 120 units, and that will be for the lead side is the $3 million, and then there's a $500,000 additional Healthy Homes grant.
The Healthy Homes grants provide help in handling issues other than lead paint to make homes healthier. Steger says Dubuque has been working on the lead paint issue since 1992.
The housing stock in Dubuque was in the era that lead paint was often used, so that lead paint now can be flaking, the siding can have that lead, it could be inside the home, the windows often are needing to be replaced because of the lead within the windows as well.
She says taking care of the lead in the homes can be very expensive.
It depends on the deterioration and how much lead is in the home. It also depends on if the home is historic, but it can be remediated just scraping the paint, and then you have to do another paint coat over that. There's standards for scraping and painting.
Steger says they've gotten grants almost every year since they began the program, and the grant total is a little more than $16.6 million.
So what has been happening is as we end one grant, we have so much more need that people are applying, and we don't have enough money from the grant to get to their home. So they end up in kind of a waiting period until we get another grant, and then they are our starting home. So we start with those applicants that were trying to apply for the previous grant.
The program has gone on so long, she says, that there are some homes that need a follow-up.
Lead remediation can mean that a home may need us to come back and visit it in another 40 years. So we do see some of those things happen where remediation is sealing the lead in place and making sure it's not a hazard. But that can deteriorate if it's not maintained. And so we do see those as well. Not as often.
Steger says they probably have enough homes with lead issues to continue getting grants for another 10 years. Free tax preparation services are being offered in Shelby County for low and moderate income taxpayers as part of the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance or VITA program. For more information or to make an appointment, call on or after January 7th at 712-755-3104. You can call between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, again beginning January 7th. After an appointment is scheduled, the taxpayer will receive a confirmation letter explaining what to bring to the appointment. The VITA program is open to Iowa residents with an adjusted gross income below $57,000. Tax preparation services will be provided by IRS-trained and certified local volunteers who utilize the TaxSlayer software to complete returns. Most returns will be electronically filed and will to speed up the refund process. Participants are encouraged to have a savings or bank account, although it's not required. Taxpayers can have refunds deposited into more than one account and also purchase U.S. Series I U.S. savings bonds. Only basic federal, state, and nearby state returns will be processed. The program does not prepare any schedules or forms related to business or profit loss, except for Schedule C, EZ, or C, with business expenses under $10,000. Also, capital gains and losses, farm or rental income, employee business expenses, or moving expenses. A professional taxpayer should be consulted for those services. In Shelby County, the VITA program is a joint effort of the Shelby County Extension Outreach and Iowa Center for Economic Success. The program is financially supported by the Internal Revenue Service and Iowa Department of Human Services. If you'd like more information about the program, contact Shelby County Extension at 712-755-3104. Elsewhere in state news, authorities say six people were treated for injuries after a fire at their apartment building in Fort Dodge. Firefighters dispatched just before 7 a.m. Thursday saw flames coming from sixth-floor windows on the north and east sides of the Biltwell Apartments buildings. The fire official said the blaze was caused by an unattended candle in the bedroom. Five occupants were treated at the scene, and a woman who lived in the apartment where the fire occurred was taken to a hospital for treatment of smoke inhalation. Her name has not been released. The Iowa State Patrol has released the names of 10 people who were injured during a head-on collision Tuesday morning in northern Iowa. The accident, which happened about 5 miles northwest of Forest City in Winnebago County, happened at around 3 a.m. New Year's Day when a vehicle traveling on the wrong side of the road collided with a vehicle headed in the opposite direction. Authorities identified the injured as 20-year-old Carter Hammerwald, 20-year-old Cole Millsap, 18-year-old Taylor Pattison, 18-year-old Kayla Kittleson, and 18-year-old Maya Barrientos, all of Mason City, 19-year-old Michael Olson, and 22-year-old Kelsey Johnson, both of Lake Mills, 21-year-old Cheyenne Dunning of Leyland, 21-year-old Alex Fritz of Swaledale, and 20-year-old Parker Albrandt of Thompson. A technical investigation was being conducted to determine charges. An Eastern Iowa man has been accused of sexually abusing a woman and children and using his cell phone to record the acts. The charges against Clinton residents Timothy Geertz includes 7 felony counts of sexual exploitation of a minor, 40 felony counts of sexual abuse, and dozens of misdemeanor counts of invasion of privacy. Clinton County court records say a woman who knows Geertz reported last week that she found the videos and photos on his cell phone. Geertz later acknowledged taking the photos and videos and his participation in many of the sexual acts that were shown. He also acknowledged recording people using a bathroom at his home. His next court hearing is set for January 11th. Iowa legislators must create rules to regulate hemp production in the state now that Congress has legalized the crop and farmers are eager to start planting. Hemp comes from the same plant as marijuana, but it doesn't contain THC, the compound that causes a high. Hemp is used in clothing, textiles, building materials, paper, and food. Congress approved hemp production in the 2018 Farm Bill. The Iowa Attorney General and state agricultural officials will meet this month to discuss state regulations for hemp. One issue lawmakers may consider is if hemp should be allowed to make cannabis oil. Advocates say CBD can treat anxiety, epilepsy, and a depression. While hemp-derived CBD is allowed federally, Iowa's medical marijuana law doesn't allow CBD to be processed from industrial hemp. Farmers and ranchers are invited to attend 3 webinars on crop insurance this month. The webinars are free to attend and hosted by the Center for Rural Affairs. And Anna Johnson, the policy manager for the Center for Rural Affairs, says the sessions are for beginning and any other farmers and ranchers who may be unfamiliar with how crop insurance works and whether it's applicable for their operations. Each webinar takes place from noon until 1:30 p.m. Central Time. The topics include on January 8th, crop insurance for beginners, January 10th, flexible crop insurance option, whole farm revenue protection, and on January 11th, revenue insurance options for livestock. Johnson said many farmers and ranchers grow or raise crops and livestock that are not covered by traditional policies, and this webinar series is designed to provide information on insurance options that are not as well known. The webinar on January 10th will address the insurance product Whole Farm Revenue Protection, which covers the operations revenue. She says if you grow or raise organic value-added specialty crop or are interested in new markets, Whole Farm Revenue Protection might be right for you. Johnson said sign up for the webinar on January 10th to learn more. And you can do so or learn more by going to the website for the Center for Rural Affairs. That's cfra.org/events to register. There is a link to that under this same story on the news page at kjan.com. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.